Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the next episode in our Gracebook series. Today we're starting with Bible study. We're going to be on the topic of Bible study for the next 4 weeks, this week and then the next 3 weeks. What I've done is I've divided Bible study up into three levels, and I'll explain how that works in a moment. And so we're going to cover 1 week on each level, and then the last week I'm just going to give you a lot of tips about studying the Bible, some resources, and a few places where you can find some good reading plans and things like that. So to explain the levels for you, what I've done is I've divided them up and I've separated them into categories. So level one is the really entry-level type study, and that's what we're going to discuss today. Level one is perfect for beginners, people that are brand new to studying God's Word. It's also really good for those who have a limited amount of time, a very short window of time. I think of young moms, mothers with little kids, kids running around the house, or maybe during the summer when your kids are home more and your schedule's a little less regimented, so you're kind of jumping from here to there and you've got kids and you've got activities and stuff going on. You might have a little less time in the summer. If you have a newborn or toddlers at home, your amount of time to study, to really do anything at all, is greatly reduced. And so this is the perfect, these methods are really good for people in those situations. These methods are also really good to disciple others. Some of the more complex methods that we'll get to in level two and level three aren't always the best for discipleship, especially at the beginning. So I feel like if you're going to sit down and you're going to talk to somebody and they want to help, they want to understand God's Word and you're going to help them learn how to study it, these particular methods are incredibly beneficial for discussion and to work together. And so that's kind of what the level one encompasses. And then level two is just for people who have a little more experience and a little more time. And then level three are for people who really want to dig into the Bible, who want to learn what it has to say in a deep way, and who really want to spend a long time in a small passage and kind of park yourself in it and really unpack it. This is more along the lines of what someone does who speaks or teaches. Maybe you might be interested in teaching a Bible study one day. This is often, this is pretty much the method that pastors use and things like that to be able to really understand a passage completely and cohesively. And so that will be level three, and I will give you some brief tips about that and some help and some little handouts and cheat sheets and downloads along the way for all of these methods. Today we're going to go over three methods. One thing I will include in every method is a list of resources to learn a little bit more, because remember, the point of this series is to kind of encapsulate some of these things into smaller little packages so that people can get started here and then branch out to some back podcasts that might have more information about it. So I'm going to go over these level one Bible study methods briefly with you, and then before we wrap it up, I'll let you know about some of the downloads that I have to help you. The first method I want to go over is the simplest form of Bible study. I call it the encounter method, and there are probably other names for it. I often don't really see a name of this type of study. I just wanted to give it one because it worked well with my paperwork and handouts here, but this is, I would say, the simplest form and the most basic way of approaching Bible study. And it's based on a passage in Acts 22. Now, before I jump into that, I want to clarify something here. Rick Warren, a pastor in California, he wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. He says that all you really need to turn Bible reading into Bible study is a pen and a piece of paper. And so I want to start with that definition, but I would like to add something. He's not wrong necessarily. I do think that once you start writing things down, you are studying. But what I would say is you need a question. I think that just writing something randomly out necessarily might not be studying, but when we begin to ask questions of the text, that's when we begin to really dig into the meat of what's there and we begin to study it. And so I think you need a pen and a paper and you need a good question. And most all of the study methods are going to ask questions of the text. And it's really just that simple. It's learning the right questions to ask. So we're going to start with this passage in Acts. I'm going to teach you two basic questions. And I will say that nearly every study method will build off of these two questions in some form or another. Because these are the two most important questions I think we bring to Bible study. And as a result, you're going to see those questions a lot in different phrases and said differently in the methods that we're going to cover. In Acts chapter 22, Paul is giving a bit of defense about his life. He is telling a group of people a little bit about his salvation, how he was raised as a child. And in verse 6 of chapter 22, he talks about his encounter with God on the road to Damascus. And that's why I called this the encounter method. These are the two questions that Saul is going to ask of God when he kind of confronts, when he sees this light and this voice. He asks two questions, and those are the two questions I think we should approach every passage of the Bible with. So let me read you these few verses. I'm going to start in Acts 22, verse 6. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you'll be told all that is appointed for you to do. So did you get the two questions there? They are, Who are you, Lord? And what shall I do? And I think these are the two best questions we bring to Bible study, because the Bible is ultimately a story about God. It is His story revealed in the pages of Scripture and throughout history about God's interaction with man, about how God created the world, about how God plans to redeem it. It is His story, and everything in the Bible teaches us something about God, about who He is, about how He works in the world, about how He interacts with His people, about how He judges sin, about how He has a good plan and He's always in control. We learn all of these things as we ask questions of the text, as we look at a passage of Scripture and we say to ourselves, Who is God? What am I learning about Him in this passage? And so I think that's the best place to start. And if that's as far as you get, that's a great way to study, just to look and see, what am I learning about God? But the problem is that knowledge comes with it a responsibility. And that leads to the next question. Once we know this, then something is required of us. So then Paul, or Saul in this passage, he says, you know, what shall I do, Lord? What is it that you want from me? And that's another great question to ask, because that begins to put us in the position of listening for God and really wanting to follow His voice and His leading. And so we ask the text, what is there for me to do? What is it that God is asking of me because of what I've just seen about Him? And this really is the most basic method of study. For a good example of someone who does this regularly, if you're on Instagram, I suggest you check out Amy Hale. Her Instagram login is just Amy Hale, H-A-L-E, Amy Hale. And she uses the study method a lot, and she posts pictures of it a good bit. And she does it really well. She's very good at this method of study. And I think really it is the best thing that you can do. Just jump in and start doing that. Now, for people that have more time and want to go on to other things, we're going to go into deeper methods. But I really think for an average day-to-day study, just something that you can keep up with day after day, this is a really great place to land. And so I would encourage you to give that method a try the next time you read scripture. Now, two other kind of basic methods that build off of this and go just slightly more into detail are the Swedish method and the SOAP method. Now, the Swedish method came from a group of students that the author of the book One-to-One Bible Reading, David Helm, met, and this is how they were studying the Bible, and he's been teaching it and promoting it for years. He's written a book about it, which is a very, very good book to read. But it's a simple method, and it's actually really fun to study this type of method with a friend, which I think is why he uses it in this one-to-one book, talking about how you can sit down with a friend and just study God's Word together. There are three symbols. So basically what you do in the Swedish method is you read through a small passage of scripture and you mark and you write three symbols in the margin wherever they apply. So when something stands out to you, you put a little light bulb. This is something that you think, wow, that's good, or I didn't know that, or this answers a question I've always had. Just something that leaps off the page, or maybe you notice that a word is being used over and over again in the passage. You can put a light bulb next to that word every time you see it. The light bulb is just things that kind of seem brighter in the passage to you. They just kind of leap off the page. The arrow symbol is for you to use when you are looking for things that apply to you. So if you're reading a passage and it tells you to be kind to one another and to forgive your brother if he sinned against you, then you would put an arrow there directing to, hey, this is something that's for me. And then the last question is a question mark. And for that one, that's stuff that I don't get. I don't understand what this word means, or I don't really understand this concept here, or I don't know who this person is. All of a sudden they're talking about somebody and they weren't mentioned in the book anywhere else. Who is he? Whatever might come to your mind with a question, something you don't get, you just put a little question mark next to it. And then what you would do is in your journal, you would write your thoughts about these things that you'd marked. And if you're with a friend, you could skip that stage and just kind of talk it out together. It helps you kind of take a look at the Bible and start to pull things out of it that kind of jump out at you and that will cause you to think about your own life and to ask questions of the text. And so the Swedish method is a really good one to do, I think, for a book maybe you've never read before. This is a good way to kind of get a little feel for it. Go through and mark those three little symbols throughout the Bible as you're reading. And then as you grow in your skills, you can do a different method of study in that same passage. And then you know the areas already that you're going to focus on because you've already marked some things that you think that you want to dig into just a little bit deeper. The last method for today in level one is the SOAP method, S-O-A-P. There's several different variations. I think there's a group out there that uses SOAK, which is, I think, pretty much similar except for the last letter means something a little bit different. But and there's also some other people that have used SOAP. But I learned it from a really good book called The Divine Mentor by Wayne Cordiero. And if you could only read one book on the list of resources I have on your handout, I would say start with that one. That one is a really good book. Not only does he teach the SOAP method, but he really puts down a convincing argument for daily, consistent time in God's Word. And he really, I feel it's a very hopeful and encouraging book. I've read many books on Bible study that end up leaving me feeling like I'm failing somehow, like I'm not living up to someone else's standard. And, you know, we're going to get into this whole concept when we wrap up this study, because I think the one place in our lives that we really just need to leave the expectations of others and our own unrealistic expectations of ourselves outside the room and not have them barge in is when it comes to spending time with God. We need to be able to find people that encourage us and people that will challenge us and motivate us in a way that's hopeful and that's life-giving and that doesn't heap more guilt or unrealistic expectations, that weight of them on us. And so when I read this book by Wayne Cordiero, I just felt like it was one of the best I'd ever read. Because yes, he really convicts you. He puts a solid case for spending time in God's Word, but it's such a hopeful book, and it really leaves you with the idea that, you know, I want to get into God's Word, and this is so exciting, and I think that you'll like it, so I would encourage you to read it. In it, he goes over the SOAP method, and I'm going to briefly tell you how it goes. The S stands for Scripture, so at the top, you would write just the reference of what you're doing, so just take out a blank piece of paper, or you can use one of the handouts I've designed for this. And you would just write the reference at the top of what you're reading. Sometimes if I've read a whole big passage, but I'm actually only going to write on one verse, I might write out the whole verse at the top in the scripture section instead of just putting the reference. But in any case, you need to have the reference of the passage that you're writing about at the top of the page so that you know when you refer to it later, you know what you were talking about. And then the O is observation. This is just the things that you notice. You might be reading a passage and notice that God's really has a compassionate way of dealing with the person in that situation that you're reading about, or maybe you notice that it really matters to God that we're honest, and you kind of see that because he's given several commands in this passage about not lying and about speaking truth and about not having false weights or balances to defraud another, and you realize that honesty is something that God is really strongly for, and so you might make a note about that and maybe some of the ways that you saw that in that passage. Observation is really just, what do you notice? When we cover observation in the level 3, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of things to look for when it comes to observation. Many Bible study methods will use some form of observation, also often by just asking you a few questions, but we're going to go over some real general questions that can help you when it comes to the observation part of this when we get into level 3. But for now, if you're doing the SOAP method, you don't really even have to have specific questions. Just look around and see in the passage what stands out to you. What do you notice? What looks interesting? What would you like to make a record of somehow? And then the A is application. What should you apply to your own life, and how are you going to do that? That's, I think, the step that most people, you know, jump to. They might open the Bible and just automatically, look for the things that tell them what to go and do. I think that's a faulty way of doing it. I don't think we should start there. I think we start with who God is, and we start with what he wants us to know, and then we move on to action. And so in this passage, or in this method, we're looking at the passage. We're going to observe what's there, see what God has to say, and then we're going to pull out what our application is. And not just what we should apply, but I would also include how are you going to do that? What would that look like in your own life? Don't just be really vague and say, oh, well, I should obey God. Well, what does that mean? What are the areas in which you need to obey God, and how are you going to do that? And then the last one in the SOAP method is P, which is for prayer. And he has you just write out a prayer to God. If you realize there's something you need to start doing, then maybe you ask him for his help or ask him for wisdom so you know how to do it. Or maybe if you learned something new about God, you can praise him for that or thank him for something that he's revealed to you as you study. Whatever that prayer would be, you can kind of write that prayer out to finish that day's study. And that's the SOAP method. All three of these methods, the encounter, the Swedish, and the SOAP method, are all very entry-level methods. There's no complicated process. You don't have to look anything up. You don't need any extra books. It's just you and your Bible, a piece of pen, and a pen and a piece of paper, and you're just asking a few questions of the text and writing down your notes. Now, I have some handouts for you. We do not have show notes today. Instead, what I have is a whole, like a packet, a PDF document that has a bunch of stuff in it. One is an overview of all three methods that I mentioned to you today. And at the bottom of it are some books that I recommend that would help you at this stage, at the level one stage, to read if you would like to go a little bit further or learn a little bit more about Bible study. Those are some books that I would recommend. The next page is going to give you a little chart that you can use, a little journal page, to do the encounter method. There's a place for you to write down the verse, to write what you learn about God, and then what God wants you to do with that. And I put a sample page in there where I filled it out partially, put a few entries in there so you could kind of see how it might look. And then there's the actual blank page that you can use. After that, I have a page that you can use for the Swedish method. It has a picture of a light bulb, an arrow, and a question mark. And then there's columns on the page where you can fill out what you notice, what applies to you, and things that you don't understand. And that's available. Both of those handouts, the journal page and the Swedish method, are just in black and white. And they're available. All of this will be available in one zip file, one PDF file with all letter size sheets, and a separate PDF with all A5 size sheets. At the end are three pages that you can use for your soap. I have a little hand soap graphic on there. So I did a color version and a black and white version. And the color version actually has two. One for people who like lines, and one for people who maybe like to sketch or draw out things instead, and that just gives you some shaded background to work on. So there's a couple different methods of that you can use, and I would encourage you to download those and use those in your study and kind of play with them and practice just a little bit. You'll, as always, the link for these will be in the newsletter, as well as on my blog, on the podcast page, and on the Facebook page. So the Facebook group. So you should have no problem finding these anywhere. Pretty much any online presence I have will have a link to them. I'm going to be doing a Q&A on Instagram Live Wednesday evening, probably around 9. I don't quite know my Wednesday schedule for sure. This would be August the 23rd, 2017, right around 9 p.m. For those of you that have questions about these methods, and I'm going to show you a few other little things that I've got for you, and some other things that I'm working on maybe for the next week. Sometime that night, I'm also going to put out some bookmarks for you with these methods. My goal is with all of the study methods that I'm going over, that I'll have all of them available in a bookmark format that you can either just trim and put in your Bible, or you can punch holes in the side and put in your grace book, so that as you study, you can move the bookmark through the pages and just constantly keep it right there where you're studying, so you can use it to follow along. That's especially helpful if you're trying something new. You don't want to have to keep flipping back and forth in your book to find your instructions. So I find those really helpful for me. And I usually keep a whole bunch of them just that I make up, and keep them in a little box in my desk. And then when I'm using a certain method, I'll go through it and find that bookmark and put that one in my grace book. So I'll be getting those bookmarks done in the next day or two for level one methods. And we'll be uploading them sometime right around the Q&A, either a little before or a little after my Q&A on the 23rd of August. So hopefully you'll have a chance to jump on that Instagram Live and ask me any questions you might have. Next week, we will continue this part with level two study methods. And I have even more resources for you next week. So this particular project has been a little daunting when it comes to all of the handouts, but I'm going to be really excited to have them all ready and available to you guys when new people come along, and to be able to refer to them. It'll be nice to have all of this stuff that I just kind of have sitting around here all designed and uploaded for you to use. I encourage you to tell your friends about the podcast, about the Grace Book, direct them to one of my various presences on social media so that they can start participating themselves, because certainly everybody should be in God's Word, and we want lots and lots and lots of Bible girls out there. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you next week as we continue with Bible Study Level 2. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girls.